Hey everyone, we're so excited to tell you about our new membership.
We're creating exclusive After Dark episodes, monthly live Q&A and discussion calls,
and even some exclusive merch.
See all the benefits and tiers at patreon.com/glampolyam. My mom, last time that I saw her, she said, how can we approve of and support something that we think might be dangerous for you? And she was talking about polyamory.
This is Glamorous and Polyamorous,
a show about exploring polyamory and other forms of non-monogamy after religion.
I'm Kelly Smith.
And I'm Zavi Benjamin.
I don't even know how to start this one.
I think just like that, honestly. Because that's the thing. I think this is a really tough topic.
Yeah.
Because fundamentally, like, I understand it's not, and I say this to myself as much as I say this, you know, just in general. One's parental approval cannot be your measuring stick of whether you are successful in life, whether you are happy in life. Like, I just want to get that out of the way.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But I think that there's also this, like, very natural feeling of wanting to celebrate important things in your life mm-hmm. with your family, mm-hmm. with your parents. And, like, I think it's very normalized to be able to talk to your parents or introduce your parents to a girlfriend, boyfriend, partner, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Starts to get a little hairy if that partner happens to be, you know, of the same gender that you are, or if this partner happens to be a different partner from another partner that you have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, as soon as you're gay or polyamorous, I feel like this becomes a problem mm-hmm. of whether your parents or your family are going to accept you.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I was excited to talk about this. I do want to mention also, this was a listener suggestion for one of our topics. And so we really appreciate it because yeah. we love listener suggestions in terms of our topics. We care about the things that you want to hear about too.
This is a hard topic for me to talk about, but it's something.
Why?
I think because my family is, it's so extremely personal to have all yeah. that information out there.
Yeah.
And I feel like, yeah, I have been striving my whole life to be accepted by my parents. And I always thought, like, as right. the middle child, I was always striving to be a good child and to be
right.
accepted
right.
as that, like,
a good kid
and to yeah. feel that acceptance and that approval from my parents.
Right.
That I finally have realized, like, it's just never going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, because you did everything right.
Yeah.
You did everything right. And so I feel like if that was not enough to gain their approval, I feel like that just shows that you're just never going to get it.
Yeah.
You're just never going to get it because before you left, you had never done anything remotely wrong in your life. I mean, you had, I feel like you
had never
led,
gotten in trouble,
no.
according to the organization.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, and
you've
I
lived
still
a pretty
felt like,
narrow
I
life.
Yeah. Yeah. And I still felt like even after all of that, after everything I had done,
yeah.
I still couldn't get the satisfaction or that feeling of approval from them.
My experience with my parents is a bit different. I am an only child. Both of my parents had a very tumultuous start to their relationship. And because of that, I think they didn't have a lot of time for me. They neglected me because they were involved, you know, with their own issues and their own problems. Mm. I think that also kind of showed me to want the approval of my parents, you mm-hmm. know. Because, you know, I remember because my mom wasn't around all that much because she was working, you know, I wanted to prove to her that, you know, I was doing cool things or like up to cool things, mm-hmm. or, you know, I don't know. I think trying to impress her, basically. And then I think as I got older, because I got in trouble in the organization and because I got in trouble so many different times in the organization, mm-hmm. I had this very big part of me that was like, I need to make it up to them. Mm-hmm. Like I've caused them so many problems, you know, my parents have gray hairs because of me, you know? and so, yeah, I think what kept me in truly was my parents, for a long time.
And the need for their approval?
Need for their approval. The fact that I thought that they wouldn't love me or accept me if I left, mm-hmm. you know, which they kind of haven't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I mean, we'll get into that, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I kind of wanted to set the stage. This is my family stuff. I guess this is yours. Let's start with like maybe the big question, which is just like, have you told your parents that you're polyamorous?
I have not. I don't really have that type of relationship with my parents to feel safe to tell them things.
Yeah.
And so I have not told them.
Right.
Like personally, specifically.
So in your case, do you feel like even in a perfect world, you wouldn't tell your parents about the fact that you're polyamorous? Like,
yeah, like, I don't think that I would, like, honestly.
Remove the cult out of it, you'd probably still wouldn't even tell your parents.
Yeah, I just have never had that type of relationship with them.
Right.
I never had the type of relationship where I would talk about even boys that I liked or people that I liked.
Oh, wow.
I throughout my whole life, I never would talk with them about it.
I'm assuming you would talk like to your sisters about that more. Or?
Yeah, I would talk to my sisters about it, but my parents never really asked me if I liked anybody,
right?
Or they never would talk to me about it.
But I mean, obviously family doesn't just apply to parents. Do you have other family that you've told that you're polyamorous or that knows that you're polyamorous?
I mean, I'm sure they've seen this video by now.
Maybe. Who knows? Do you think any of the family stalks us that much that they watch this?
Maybe.
Really?
I don't know.
Oh, well, hello.
I mean, it's out there. I feel like I'm more of a personal person. So I have only even told a few people that I work with that I'm polyamorous. I'm not really out.
What's that like?
About it. I feel like everyone that I've told has been really supportive about it and just asked questions about it. And so it's been really cool.
Yeah.
And then the people that I don't share it with, you know, I feel like they don't need to know. How about you? Did you tell your parents?
I did tell my parents.
And how did that go? Yeah.
Now that I think about it, I don't remember exactly when I told them. I think it's around the time that I came out publicly as bi and polyamorous. I did like, sounds ridiculous. I did an IG post about the fact that I care about this. And like, and around that time, I think I told my parents that, you know, this was a thing.
So how do you feel now that you've told them?
You know, honestly, I think that for me, this is like a lose-lose situation, at least for now. Mm-hmm. And who knows, maybe it'll change with time.
Yeah.
But right now, it feels like a huge-ass bummer. Neither of my parents are supportive of it, for sure. My dad is less vocal about saying or talking about his disapproval for it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mom, last time that I saw her, she said, well, how can we approve of and support something that we think might be dangerous for you? And she was talking about polyamory.
Mm.
And so, you know, I feel like, I think right now I've just kind of accepted that, like, okay, I tried You know, yeah. I think that that's what it comes down to with my parents a lot of times is like, I think I continue to try to connect with them. I continue to try to have a good relationship with them. I think situations like this show that there is a limit to how much that's going to be possible because ultimately they have very different views about the world, about life, and about relationships and about love. And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. They don't need to see it my way. And thankfully I don't need to see it theirs. Little by little, I think I'm coming more to terms with the fact that like, it's okay. You know, it's okay for my parents to not support my polyamory. And, you know, we shall see what important life events they miss out on because of it. Because I feel like, you know, I'm one of those type of people. I mean, this is kind of off topic, but I'm one of those people that like am open to doing a commitment ceremony with a partner or something like that. And like, you know, to me, I would feel like I would love to invite my family to that. Mm-hmm. I would love to invite my parents to that. I wish that they could support me through something like that, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Do you feel like you used to share those things with them, but you just can't anymore?
Yeah, that's the thing is like, once I became a teenager, I think we developed a much closer relationship. Mm-hmm. And so we would talk about those things. Like, I mean, I talked to them about liking you and about pursuing you and dating you. And like, you know, I'm not going to say that all of the conversations that I had with my parents about crushes were great because most of the time they were dissuading me from pursuing anything, you know, that had to do with any women or anything, you know?
Yeah. They wanted you just to be single.
they just wanted me to be celibate and, you know, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And that somehow I'd be happy that way. It's one of those things where it's like, yeah, I think moving forward, I guess if there are any more, you know, people that are important to me in my life, they're just gonna pretend they don't exist, I guess. Cause we have a group chat with them where the four of us are in there, but who knows if they'll ever acknowledge if I have another partner.
Yeah. Do you see yourself introducing your parents to one of your other partners in the future?
I think at this point, I wouldn't do that to my partner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I unfortunately, I think that's where that's at. Hmm. Like, I don't think I would do that to my partner right now because I do not have evidence to that would signal to me that my parents are going to be loving, caring, and accepting of this person. You know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Ultimately, I feel like that's what I would want anybody who I call family to be, you know, of people that I love, right?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I want my family to be accepting and loving of them.
Right. Know? And so. I feel like that's where chosen family comes in. The people that you choose as your family know you are polyamorous and support you for it.
Right. Yeah. And maybe that's what this episode is really about, is about family and changing like our definitions of what that actually means, because family is not just blood relatives. I think that's shown in the ways and the gravity in which both sets of our parents, I feel, have let us down.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It hasn't been a safe space to...
Right.
To share anything with either of our parents or the rest of our families.
Yeah. I was recently asked that question. Like, have you ever had like a safe relationship that you could tell, you know, everything to? And
in
I was
your
like,
whole life.
No.
Growing up.
I don't think so. No. Because even, and I was explaining this to someone else too, like even with my parents, I came to them first and I told them the things that I had done. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones who are like, hey, you know what would be a really good idea right now? Let's take you to three strange men for you to dish all of this shit to.
Confess all your sins,
you know,
to them.
Yeah. And so it's like, no, I don't think I've ever been safe with you. That's why this episode is hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's also why this episode is maybe necessary, because I cannot imagine that we're the only ones that feel right. this way, that right. we're the only ones that like have gone through this, where everyone you know is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone you know is gone. And like, I think in our case, like you and I have had to rely on each other so much because we, in a lot of ways, we have been the only people for each other at times.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And how difficult that's been.
Mm-hmm. Even growing up when we were younger, like all of your friends, I mean, you're told to basically rat out your friends. If you tell your friend something right. like a deep, dark secret about, right, oh, I right, have this right, crush right. on somebody, or, you know, something happens. Well, this
crush on somebody, I think that's a little extreme. But
yeah,
like,
yeah. If something happened, you told one of your friends,
right.
they would go and tell on you because that's what you're told to do.
Right. Yeah. I had a friend who got a BJ and he told me that he had gotten a BJ.
Yeah.
And I was like, you've got to talk to the elders about that, man. And like, I think about that now and I'm like, that is so fucked up, man.
Yeah.
It's so fucked up. It's like that, it's like that Twin Flame documentary that we were watching the other day. You know, it's like, no, it's true. When you are in a cult, the abuse that is being put on you, you then put it on other people. You then perpetuate it. Because that's how you stay in. You stay in the in group by ratting other people out. It's mm-hmm. so true. And it's so fucked up.
Yeah. I know. That's why neither of us really had anybody safe to talk to growing up. Because, I mean, you said you had a close relationship with your parents. I didn't really have a close relationship with my parents. I was close with my sisters. And I had friends. But even then, like, you couldn't share everything with them.
Right.
You couldn't, because you would get, you would get in trouble. So I haven't told my parents or talked about it with them really.
Yeah.
But I feel like I never had that type of relationship with my parents like you did. I never talked to them about who I liked growing up, who I had crushes on. They never asked me like, oh, are you interested in this person? Those conversations never happened.
That's shocking to me.
No.
You told me that the other day, and that still shocks me that your parents have never asked you, like, are you interested in so-and-so? Do you have a crush on so-and-so?
No.
That's so wild to me.
They just never talked to me about that. Wow. And so I think, like, for me, I feel like talking with my family about it is just kind of pointless.
Yeah.
But I can understand why a lot of people feel like they want to tell their family and talk with them about it. But if you've never had that relationship with your family, I don't know if this is the best thing to start as the first, like, hey, I'm also polyamorous, by the way.
Right. I mean, do you wish you had that relationship with your parents, or?
Yeah, totally. Hmm. I mean, I would love to have that type of relationship with my parents where I could actually talk about things.
Yeah.
But I mean, even I remember when I was growing up in like the fifth grade, I had a boyfriend at school. And I didn't tell anybody about it.
Yeah.
And it was just like this childish thing where, you know, we'd see each other sometimes, have lunch and be like, hi. And it was so innocent.
So
but
cute.
Like, I felt so guilty about that. And nothing ever happened with it. Yeah. It was so short lived.
Right.
And I felt so guilty about that. But I never told anybody about that. And I feel like even when we got engaged, like, I came home to tell my parents were in bed and like, they were like half asleep, and I came in and I was like, guess what? I got engaged. And they're like, oh, really? And they're like both reading their books. And I was like, yeah, aren't you excited? And they're just like, oh yeah, congratulations. I get out of bed, but I don't have any underwear on. I don't want to say that though.
We're leaving that in.
No.
We're leaving that in. We are leaving that in.
But that is, no, maybe I should say, like, I get out of bed, but I don't have my pants on. That's what my dad said.
That is, I mean, either way.
I'm going to say that. Like, either let me, like, cut that out and, like, say, like, you know.
No, I feel like that moment is too genuine to, like, try to redo it. Like, Okay, we'll accept underwear or pants. It's fine. It means the same thing. We understand what it means. That, but I think like that is sad. That is so sad.
It was sad. I was sad that night. It was a night that I should have. It was a night that I wanted to be excited about.
Yeah.
And it was met with, oh, congratulations. Meh. And it was like, yeah. You know, and I was the last child to get married. And so I thought like, oh, aren't you happy when the last one of us is getting married? And it was just met with like some like mediocre congratulations. And so I feel like I have always been striving for their approval, like my whole life. And what was hard about that night was that, you know, here it's supposed to be one of the most exciting nights of your life. And it was just met with like a mediocre, meh, you know, congratulations. And so I feel like it's something that it hurt when it happened, but I just learned to accept it and be like, okay, this is just the relationship that I have with them.
Yeah. I think it's also especially notable because Jehovah's Witnesses don't really celebrate anything else.
Yeah.
Anything else except getting married, really, and anniversaries. And so, again, once again, one of the biggest things that happens in a Jehovah's Witness life, and you can't be there for your kid. It sucks, man. It sucks. It sucks to realize the ways in which your parents have let you down. Your parents have not been there for you when you needed them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know?
And I think it's extra hard, too, when sometimes it's like, man, they're it's happened so many times that we can't even account for it at this point. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
you've lost track of how many times they've let you down.
Yeah. So it's like you don't even hope for anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad for them.
I would say my key takeaway is that dealing with family issues and relationships is hard. And it's something that you're going to have to continuously deal with throughout the rest of your life. But my advice is just to do what feels right. If it feels right to tell your parents or to tell your family that you're polyamorous, then do it. If it doesn't, it's okay to keep that to yourself. You don't have to share everything with them.
Yeah. I think my key takeaway is thank God for therapy, I think, is my key takeaway. Because I feel like a lot of these things are kind of interconnected, you know? And the relationship you have with your parents, I think, does define a lot of your life. And how you how you process that relationship and how you process like what you went through as a kid, I think, is very important to your life.
Mm-hmm.
I'd agree with you. I think the key takeaway for me is, if you want to tell your parents that you're polyamorous, tell them. If you don't want to tell them, don't feel any pressure to tell them, because ultimately it's your life. You don't have to tell anybody anything. Thank you so much for listening. We'd love to hear how you are dealing with your family issues. Like, do you tell your parents or your family that you're polyamorous? We'd love to hear about it in a comment or send us an email at hello@glampolyam.com. Where can the people find us on the internet, Kel?
They can find us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, or on YouTube at Glam Polyam.
Yep. Anywhere you'll find us, at Glam Polyam. If you're enjoying our show, we would love a rating and review in whatever podcast player you get your podcasts in. If you send us a screenshot to it, actually, we will send you our new Slut for Kind People stickers, which are very popular.
Yes, they are.
Very, very popular with the sluts out there. Thank you so much for listening. If you know someone that might love our show,
please share it with them, as that's the best way for new people to find the podcast, and it would mean so much to us.
Thank you.